This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Last weekend, I traveled to southern Illinois to trail ride in the Shawnee National Forest. While camping, I ran into none other than David Borntrager, a young mule skinner from Mayfield, Kentucky. David was the winner of the 2018 Texas Mule Skinner Challenge and has begun to give clinics. We discussed mules, training, and the clinic he was conducting in southern Illinois.
I got into mules more because we got a mule in the break when I was a kid, and my brothers didn't want to ride it. So I got stuck riding it, and it turned out to be a really good mule. And I got lucky with a good mule in the beginning, and I got hooked on mules.
You recently won the Texas Mule Skinner Challenge. Explain what that contest entailed.
We drew a number out of a hat to draw a pen that had a mule in it, and there was one alternative mule, and we had the option, we had a 15-minute evaluation, and we had the option of trading out for the alternative mule, and I decided to keep my mule. It was my last pick of the five, but being she was focused on to me, I felt like she had what it took to win the competition.
Mm-hmm. And to win that competition, you basically just had to break the mule the best before anybody else, right?
Yes. We had 3 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening for 2 days, and then we got 3 hours on the last day and 15 minutes to show what we trained the mule that had never been handled prior to that.
Okay. And what was the biggest challenge you faced during that mule skinner challenge?
Getting my mule to jump on a trailer. My mule was, I did a lot of grunt work and built her confidence up and got her to crossing every obstacle without hesitation from the ground. And when I got to the trailer, I didn't intend to jump on it. When I got to it, I was side passing up to it, and she was doing a really good job of it, was not scared of the trailer. So I thought I would ask her to jump on, and she backed off from it. She hesitated and backed off. So we spent the last 20 minutes of the second day working on getting her on the trailer. Thank God we had 2 minutes left on the clock when she finally hopped up on the trailer and went off the other side just perfectly, and we had a minute and a half left to come back to the trailer and sit down and rest and rub it out.
And you kept that mule, correct? What's she like today?
I kept her, and thank God I did. Within 30 days, I was able to ride her bridleless anywhere I wanted to go, up and down the roads, around the barn, in the arena. She'll spin both ways, slide, stop, side pass, do all the basics. Today I have about 45 rides on her, and she is way beyond anything I've ever trained at this point.
Is there any big difference between training mules versus horses?
There are big differences, but it's not like you change a whole lot in your training technique. I do the same thing, but I adjust my technique a little bit to each animal specifically, whether it be a mule, horse, or donkey. I use the same method, but I just adjust it according to the animal.
Yeah, so it's like specifically, obviously they each have their own personality, so it's just specifically each animal.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Why do you enjoy working with mules over horses?
They're very unique, and their intelligence level is much higher.
And what are you doing at the clinic here in Shawnee today?
We're working on basic mulemanship, and we have about 4 different exercises we do on the ground to work on whatever issue they're having with their mule. We do these exercises on the ground, then we do them in the saddle to build this trust relationship with the animal to work on whatever issue they're having. So far, everybody's really come along way further than to be expected on the second day. Their animals are all doing great. And they're all getting their confidence up like I was hoping to see.
Yeah. Do you have any other events coming up anytime soon?
We have some more clinics coming up. The dates aren't set exactly yet, except for in the fall. We've got a couple of them that the dates are set in the fall, but we've got some coming up within the next couple of weeks and months that have not been, we haven't worked the details out yet.
Yeah. The clinic, held at High Knob Campground this past Saturday, was the first clinic David has done. But just from watching for a few minutes, I'm sure there will be many more to come. David and his wife, Brandy, were great to talk to and truly care about the people they help with their mules. David made it clear that he isn't really training the animal, he's training the people to help themselves and their animal. Check out their farm Facebook page, Magnolia, Manor, Mules. You can also contact David with any mule needs via email at magnoliamanormules@gmail.com. That's all the time we have on your Saturday Horse Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.